something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
A look back on some of our all-time favorite moments in this, our 250th spectacular.
We play Lyric or Lie, a classic.
And we bring back our old friend, Hit the Post. That's all coming up right now on TNT. 250 hours.
250.
250.
250.
250. It's,
250.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah, that's why I got All the Young Dudes by Mott the Hoople jamming. As if we were on stage, arm in arm, at a show. With all the bods.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, I can see it in my brain, my eyes closed.
Won't be long now.
Won't be long now. Things are getting going, bod.
That's by the way, that's 10 and a half full days of talking.
It is.
250 hours.
250 hours. And what 250 hours of good times it's been, Jonathan.
It's
Thanks
true.
For joining me on the ride.
Well, thank you. And if you look back, it is crazy what we have accomplished. Like, got to write a book, got to make a record, got to tour and meet the buds. The show means so much to so many buds, and it means so much to us, too. We won the Canadian Comedy Award for Best Audio Program, thanks to the buds.
Yeah.
I'm on my third Yeti mic.
That's true.
I think one of the consistent things from the get-go has been my attempt to find the right space and technical setup to record the pod. That's been an ongoing journey.
Well, technology has come a long way since we started. So,
well, glad to hear you say that.
Yeah, right? That's the good thing. But we're still, that's part of our show is the broken bells and whistles, as it were.
Yes, and I like that when we started, it was so, it was much more produced, like game, then guest, then thing, then stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's just like a 1 hour phone conversation. And really, we
that
don't talk much outside. We text often, but we don't, it's not like this is one of our multiple catch-ups a week. This is kind of our catch-up.
Yeah, and I think that's been the basis of what the show has been from day one, is us having a gas and having fun. And if we're not having fun, they're not having fun.
Exactly. And I would credit you with giving us the freedom to just party and get loose. And I think that's probably a musician thing where you are open to the idea of jamming, where given my background, I wanted to have everything super buttoned up. And I think it's once we started to show the warts and all that it started to resonate with people.
The great partnership is both of us have great qualities to offer each other. And I say, you know, with your basically the guaranteed standard that comes out of you on a daily basis is gold. It's always great, but just the understanding of the understanding of the business side of things, in a sense, because that's never been my forte in my life as a musician. I've been kind of just like playing drums and see where that gets me. But you definitely opened up a lot of that stuff to me, like how things work in that world. And it's almost like the same partnership that I have with Lisa. Like the things that she does for me on a daily basis helps me. And I think we have the same kind of relationship where we're always kind of, you know, offering what we can to move forward. And that's a great thing.
Yeah, it's been very easy and it's been very fun. And I think the thing we connect on a couple of things. One is our low tolerance for BS that we definitely have. And the other thing is just being open to whatever kind of comes our way. And that has served us really well. To just cruising. Kind of be like, yeah, we'll try that. Sure, we'll try that.
We're literally burling down the white water, bud, on a log.
True.
Just seeing where we go. So, eventually, you hop on another log. Maybe you got to walk across some land to get to another log on the water.
Yeah, maybe you got to portage a log.
Yeah.
But it obviously begins and ends with the people that listen. So thanks to each of you for including us in your lives. And realize, especially in the past year plus tax, that things have been so uncertain and weird and new and fresh and repetitive and foreign and all that stuff. We get a lot of messages from people who are saying, man, that 1 hour a week, it's something that I really look forward to. And just to kind of check in with you guys and hear how you guys are feeling going through it all has meant a lot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It's a little bodmunity.
It is a bodmunity. And I think I've come to the point now where if there wasn't a light at the end of the tunnel, then I'm starting to question a lot of things. Like, if this was the way it had to be for the next 10 years or something, I would start to question who I am and what I am
more. Interesting. Why?
You know what I mean? Because it's just such a... It's almost like you're in jail, maybe. You know what I mean? Where you're stuck with your thoughts and you have to ponder. And you even when you don't want to think, you still have to think because you have too much time on your hands. It's been a real exploration, and I'm so glad that we're kind of cresting into normalcy again, at least with being able to do things like travel or go places and do things with your family. It's almost like the introspective approach of how things have been. It's like enough is enough. Enough thought, enough breaking down and thinking and getting inside yourself and trying to get by. Like, it's just getting to that point where everyone needs to get over this last little hump and crest on.
Like, it's school too much time to think about stuff.
Well, school, for example.
Yeah.
Like, if this was continuing online learning in September, I'd be like, well, let's think about something completely different here. Like, let's... I don't know what else, but it would have to be an alternative to what school is offering us in the school system in Ontario. If it were to go more online learning, because kids are just getting detached, and so many of them are detached. And I'm talking more about older kids, like Mike, John's 15, you know, Jack's 13. They're at that age where... Their influence of their friends is a thing. So if like 80% of the kids are distracted and not into it, that's eventually what everybody starts becoming. And you have the small percentage of people that have their parents basically either doing their homework or, you know, having them locked in their room all day to finish it on their own because everybody is behind or trying to catch up or stressed out in some manner that it just can't continue. It's just too much.
It's funny. I hear my kids' teachers kind of piping up and saying, come on, guys. I know it's not... They're back in school now for the last few weeks of June. But I hear them saying, like, come on, guys. I know we're doing online, but you have to still turn in your thing. And I know everyone's doing the best they can. And I know it's been harder on teachers this year than ever before. It's an already hard job. And... But I can't help but think, or what? You don't fail anyone. Like, yeah. There's no or what. And I know stakes were always the things that resonated with me as a kid. And so I think, and I know even teachers struggle with this because they don't have the tools that they used to have to be able to enforce or discipline or whatever. But... Even I'm kind of shrugging my shoulders and going, well, you know, what's the difference? It's been a marathon, definitely not a sprint. And, you know, I see it in my kids too. It's just hard to stay focused. And it was really interesting. We loved having them home. They loved being home. But when they said school is going to be up for the next few weeks, they were psyched. They're supposed to see their friends and run around and chase each other. And school with a mask is better than online school.
Yeah. And now that vaccines are up and getting to the point, I think we're at like 70% has had their first shot, and they're, you know, having, opening the borders of not quarantining every time. It's just, that's great to see. And I think like, I'm actually, you're starting to see concerts now in the summer, where a month or two ago, you and I were thinking there's no chance of that, and it's going to be probably 2022, but that's probably going to be seeing straight up festivals, in the summer and fall for sure. So that's cool.
Crazy.
So that means TNT will be back out there, buds.
Well, I also
have, a lot of routes now with Side Door, and there's so many different ways now to get out there and perform and do shows, and it's going to be good times for TNT in the next few years here.
First of all, shouts to Laura and Dan at Side Door, who, when the wheels came off the bus in the spring of 2020, they were first past the post with a ticketed Side Door event technology. No one else really had that. They had a way to monetize and ticket live events.
Yeah.
But now, I feel like a good percentage of the people that I've talked to about things opening up and what does that look and feel like, a good percentage of people have been like, I honestly can't imagine going to a concert with 15,000 other people, just that we're kind of wired to think this way. So maybe the Side Door approach is actually going to be a great re-entry back into live events. Like, you go see something with 20 or 25 people in an intimate environment that you know you could be outside of in 7 seconds if you had to.
Well, there's all kind, and there's all other alternate, like Side Door, it's not just people's houses, it's, you know, certain cool spaces. That's the other thing that's great about it. So I'm sure they're riding with the times as well to have, you know, everybody feel safe and be happy to enjoy live music and performances, for sure.
Yeah, it's huge. Here's the other thing that I wanted to mention. My t-shirt company that I talked about a few weeks ago, filmprints.ca, is live. It's prints, P-R-I-N-T-S, not to give a shameless plug, but I'm really excited with how well they're selling. And mostly I'm happy they're selling so well is because $5 from every t-shirt goes to the AFC, which is the Actors Fund of Canada, but it's to provide mental health support to anyone who works in the arts. And obviously, unlike a lot of jobs, there's no pension necessarily or retirement fund. So if you're unable to work in our business, anything to do with the arts for reasons beyond your control, the AFC is a critical institution, not-for-profit, that helps people get back on their feet. And I heard from David Hope, who is the director of AFC, and he said they get inquiries every day about the Navigator program, which is what the proceeds from Film Prints benefits, and that is to connect arts workers with mental health support. So
right on.
Yeah. So it's really
similar to the Unison Benevolent Fund for musicians and techs and people that are in the music industry that have been sidelined or, you know, can't perform in a way. So, you know, that's definitely botism in the arts industry coming through.
It's for nice sure. For sure, because we are a weird collection of circus freaks and outsiders. I'm really pleased that it's working so well. And Ed from Bare Naked has been sending his suggestions for some of the slogans that might go into phase two.
Oh, nice.
Because those guys, as you have done a lot of time on set over the years with music videos and stuff.
It's the hurry up and wait, or even if you're working on videos, they've actually gotten into they've been doing a lot of their own stuff as well through the pandemic too, but yeah, those guys have probably done 50 videos, I'm gonna guess.
Yeah,
and live movies and I remember watching their antics on tour. I think it was the Born on a Pirate Ship tour or whatever when they were Berlin, they were I think it was just Tyler and Ed running through the hallways with socks on their feet and like Berlin on the carpet, and then touching the steel doorknobs and getting huge like arcs of lightning going, like, just great content.
Like, give me Saturday morning, a full pot of coffee, and Ed and Tyler from Ships and Dip, like, just sending videos into Much Music from Ships and Dip. Like, that's all I need in life.
Yeah,
to be happy.
Yeah. See, that took them so far, man. And like, whenever they were in interviews, it was always good stuff, always a laugh when those guys were on the air.
Well, that's the thing, and they were so ahead of the curve in that way. Like, I was discovering my comedic voice, and then so I obviously had my musical taste, but they were the first ones to blend the chocolate and the peanut butter. Like, it was almost not fair. They swing that hard and they're that funny.
Yeah. It was always difficult because, like, Maida was never that way at all. He was always like the, you know, that wah, wah. Like, if you had their, you know, their interview into our interview, you'd be like, oh, man, what the hell are you doing talking about that? You know, really?
Aww.
Right? So, yeah, I always kind of end.
I always
envied seeing them doing interviews. Like, look at how much fun they're having. That's the best.
You guys were not having fun. Kind of
talking about picking some dire situation of emotional bullshit.
You couldn't get down the way they did.
I know it was tough.
The thing
sure.
that band has is the ability to swing from silly to like really emotional and meaningful, and literally totally. Line to line.
It's hey, you know best. What I realized? I thought, you know how like we talked way, I think, because you know, you do a pretty good Stephen Page, and we were always like, well, Stephen Page has that kind of voice, but I was listening to some like some 90s, whatever alternative playlist, and like old Tool came on. You know, that band Tool.
Yeah.
And like, he kind of sounded like exactly like Stephen Page. They have that same kind of voice.
Really?
And I was like, holy fuck, how classic would it have been to have like Stephen Page kill like Sober by Tool or something?
Oh, wow.
My God. Or some prison sex. Is Stephen Page.
Here's the thing. I do a, and I it could, do a pretty good Stephen Page.
It would work. If that's the thing. So, wow.
I do a pretty good Stephen Page. I think my Ed doesn't get enough time in the spotlight. My Ed's pretty good, too.
You do a solid
Late
Ed.
Late Night Record Shop.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. A pretty good Ed. Late Night Record Shop.
Ed's a sneaky good singer. He can rip it
big time.
Yeah, and loud.
I'm also gonna say that of all the videos they did, and I don't know if it's just nostalgia for me personally, but "Lovers in a Dangerous Time," when I think of Bare Naked Ladies video, that's the first one that pops into my head. And they've certainly done more expensive ones and higher profile ones and bigger concept ones, but man. That tapped into the zeitgeist in that moment, and it was Ed's Lopey sweater doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
And the back of the thing.
Yeah.
The back of the truck, burling around Scarborough.
Yeah, having fun.
Burling around Scarborough. Hey, you want to play some games, bud?
I
celebrate? Maybe some classics for the 250?
Yeah, let's play some classics. First, I'm going to tell you that Chubby Sparkles is settling in nicely.
Hedgehog. Oh, yeah! And the hedgehog. That's awesome.
Fate would have it, Ricky Schmidt, her family bred hedgehogs growing up. So she's been a font of knowledge. Yeah, she knows all kinds of things that you should do. They're not social animals, which is interesting. The way that cats like to be cuddled when they're kittens, or the way that dogs like will come seek you out. Hedgehogs are kind of aloof, and they have multiple physical ways of telling you to frig off.
like what?
Like they go in a ball and their quills stick up straight like a spike ball, and they hiss.
Like beat it?
Yes. Go away. They have a way of telling you that. Like, I guess you might find the maps in a ball in the hedge in Africa, and that's their kind of security system.
Wow, that's awesome. So they'll come, like, oh, I want to party for a bit, and then, like, shut it down? Like, okay, I'm out?
Sort of. They're nocturnal, so they don't really, like, tap on the thing and say, like, hey, can I come out now? Most of the time, they're sleeping. But Ricky told me that if you figure out what they like for treats, in the case of theirs, it was watermelon, they actually foam at the mouth and then smear that foam all over themselves because that's how they show contentment.
Oh, really?
They're also chronic self-pleasurers.
I can't remember if they get into things.
Big time.
They fire it up.
The men and the women,
They get right into things.
The ladies and the dudes.
It's like, that's my time in the corner. Don't mess with me. I don't want to see you looking at me. That really won't work for me.
That's me in the corner. That's my time. Yeah, it's about hedgehog self-pleasuring.
That's what that song's about.
Hedgehog.
Yeah, that's great. So that's it.
Yeah.
I love that.
So Indy's learning the responsibility of cleaning the cage and trying to figure out how to bond with Chubby Sparkles. Ricky said even if he won't let you pick him up much, hold your hand in there so he can smell it. You can put some sandpaper on a piece of wood so they can file their nails down if they get too long. Nice. If you have carpet on the stairs, they like to kind of go up the stairs. They need a ball or a wheel to kind of run it off. But he's an interesting little mask.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't want to pick him up bare hands if he was telling you really? The who, what. Yeah.
Wow. Like, just what? Scratch you or bite you?
Well, the quills, when they're standing up, they're pretty sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's intense. That's crazy.
It's a lot.
This is a big deal. How big is it? Is he?
I'd say...
Like, the size of...
He's kind of a softball size. I thought he'd be more baseball, but he's kind of like slow pitch.
Slow pitcher.
Yep, and he likes to, like, he'll pound a blueberry and froth a little bit over that.
Oh, he gets fired up about the blueberries? Nice.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture of Chubby Sparkles, the Chubbers.
Yeah, and so blueberries so far is, like, what's the mainstay for eats?
Mealworms are apparently a big treat, but this breeder said high-end cat food, like kibble, they like that. So that's what we've been rocking.
And it's crushing it?
Yeah, crushing it.
I like it.
He's a shaky little mask. Like, he's not...
Like shaking?
Yeah.
A little bit nervous?
Yeah, kind of a nervous mask, but I remember we had one on Street Sense as a mascot, too, and it shook. So I think that's just how they roll.
A little nervous Steve Buscemi style.
Yeah, he is. It's actually funny to picture him like Steve Buscemi. That's kind of exactly who he is.
Have you got those annoying moth caterpillars out east or no? We got them like crazy in Ontario. They're crushing the oak trees around here.
Have a lot of caddies, and we have...
everywhere. Infestation.
We have a lot of June bugs.
You can tell there's an oak tree if it's bare around my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, they love some oak trees, which isn't good for the oak trees because now they're going to be bare all summer.
Uh-oh.
Poor oak trees.
Uh-oh.
Don't like these little masks, these moth
masks. It's the annual, like, what is that bug time of year?
Well, yeah, apparently the cicadas are going off too right now. Like
talk a circadian
numbers.
Rhythm.
Is that R.E.M. again?
Yeah. Can't you tell by the vibrato?
That's
why this lonely deep said hello. That machine gun vibrato.
Saw Michael Stipe one time in the diner, the Standard.
Please keep talking.
That's it.
Tell me everything.
He was just there late night hanging out. That's it.
The Standard in L.A.?
I was there. Yeah.
Who was he with?
I'd go there after... Drinking, eating. He was just there by himself.
Did you go over?
Grabbing something to eat. No, I just was like, hey, there's Michael Stipe.
Aw, man.
I'm going to have my breakfast here at 2:30 in the morning.
How cool did he look?
He looked like Michael Stipe, bald Styles. Yeah. His that look.
Do you think he was there to try to wheel some road strange?
I don't know. Maybe.
But were people stopping by the booth? It wasn't that.
Even though I was in a REM cover band.
Yeah.
At one point in my life, I just felt it was like, hey, there he is, cool. And that was that.
This is what I was thinking about REM. Stipe,
they're great.
They're amazing. Stipe, I've been in a bit of a wormhole lately, and he misses a lot of lines, like gets them wrong or blows them or forgets where he is when he's singing live. But I would trade all that for how cool he is and how great his voice is any day, right?
You know what? I bet you can't find anywhere where he's singing off key though. Like he's one of the best actual singers there is.
Okay.
Believe it or not. Even though he's a different kind of voice, like he's one of those like 2-3 takes in the studio styles and live just always. Yeah, he would go off lyrically or whatever, but note-wise, he's nails.
Really? Because I always thought the rap about him was that he couldn't do it live, and that was a big problem.
He just didn't. No, he didn't like to do it live. Like he was hugely, what do they call it? Stage fright, massive. Like,
really?
He'd throw up a lot. Yeah. So he hated performing live, but he was a great singer. Is a great singer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sure sounds.
That's
it.
Why Gord Downie is similar in terms of that. Like he's a very shy. Was a very shy person. You could tell, like, when you first met him, he was just kind of a shy, quiet, well-spoken, but definitely kind of liked to, you know, stay back. And I think those kind of singers, those kind of people, were the most kind of elaborate stage guys or girls. The real quiet types are the ones that end up being so elaborate once they're performing, like Bjork or Peter Gabriel, where it's just like going off in terms of emotion and projecting yourself to people.
Interesting, but because also going crazy with costumes and props and creating a world, right?
Michael Stipe was just kind of, the way he sang and movements and stuff, kind of similar to David Byrne from Talking Heads. And maybe even Fred Schneider from B-52s, who's also from where they're from in Georgia, Athens. But they all kind of had that, I don't know, kind of like a professor styles. You know what I mean? Like you could tell that there's a lot of depth. And they would kind of play out characters in the portrayals of their lyrics when they're singing them.
And like a long sleeve shirt buttoned up to the top, sleeves rolled up.
Yeah, exactly, for sure, right? The go-to, like, thoughtful frontman look.
What did you say? Fred Schneider, that's his name?
I think so, the singer from the All Right Now! And the girls were crushed it too, Kate Pearson and I can't remember the other name, but yeah, they were amazing, B-52s. Hugely influential.
Like, what's his deal? I've never really thought about him, Fred Schneider.
Well, Athens University is probably, it being in the middle of Georgia, it's kind of like, same vibes as Berlin in Germany. Like, just a lot of artists and poets and writers in that community of Athens and that school and the music that came out of there was a lot different than any other places in the South. So I think that, I don't know, that kind of plays a role, the fact that everybody's so schooled in this form of kind of, I don't know, no similar to like what Soho was in New York City. Like the same kind, or Woodstock even, was kind of like Athens.
Automatic for the People was from a fast food place, right?
Yeah, a diner.
Service, Automatic for the People. Did you watch the Feist and Hip performance.
Yeah, golden.
What'd you think?
Fantastic. I love it. I love it all.
I love that anytime song I see, choice.
Anytime I see the, those guys on stage in any form, it's going to be great always.
Yeah.
And Feist did a fantastic job.
She sure did, because she certainly paid loving tribute to Gord, but didn't try to, like, out-Gord.
Out-Gord it?
Yeah, she stayed true to herself, but was really in the pocket for that song. And it's kind of a weird, meandering song that you kind of have to be in the mood for it. But I thought she crushed it.
Yeah.
And they seem to be well happy done. Being on stage.
I mean, how could they not? It's, they've been doing that for so long. It just must be strange to just kind of not be doing that. And they're doing it still in other forms individually and on their own. But, it you can tell, yeah, the juices are flowing.
Do you think there's a way to, like, could they tour with Feist? Or do you think they just leave that alone?
They could do whatever they want. I mean, they could not tour. They could do a tour with a collection of great Canadian singers or whatever.
That would be cool.
Do whatever they want. They could, it's up to them. And, whether they want to do it or they don't, it would be great. It's imagine being in that position, right? You're a band that's still there, and there's a huge appetite for that music and everything about it still. So, and many bands have done that in the past where they've gone on if someone has passed away. So, it's not like it's never happened. There's never in that regard.
So name five Canadian singers that could jump in and sing those songs.
Well, that's not about singing them like Gord. I think the thing about the Hip is they could kind of go on the Celebration tip. It doesn't have to be like someone who sounds like Gord. I think if they did that, it might be almost weird.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I can see that Alice in Chains kind of replaced Layne Staley with, I don't know his name, but he's an incredible singer and sounds a lot like Layne. And that they kind of went the route of sounding someone who can sound the same. But it's, a lot of guys could sing like Gord, but a lot of guys could also crush the songs. Like Dan Mangan could crush Hip songs just the way he sings. Anyone who sings passionately can do that, you know. Dallas Green, Ben from Billy Talent. There's a lot of great singers out there that can do it all. And Feist would be great.
I like that Leslie Feist.
Do you like that Leslie Feist?
Yeah, I think she's good. Man, wow, Jacob Hogard just vanished. Like, what happened with that?
Why are you bringing that guy up? I guess
I was naturally just thinking about front people in Canadian history, and it just occurred to me, I don't know what's happening. Did it go to trial? Was he convicted? What happened?
Well,
is it pending?
I'm not sure if the trial's happened yet or is going or what. But bottom line is he's, people found out that he's a total dirtball.
Right.
And deserves to not have business in this country anymore.
Yeah.
Makes sense. You know, no different than Matthew Good. It doesn't matter if he's convicted of crimes. It's not about that. It's not about criminal behavior. It's about consistent dirtball behavior with women. And 30 women or whatever plus coming out and saying that they had abuse and were victimized.
Was it that many?
Yeah, it's enough to be like, okay, well, that doesn't have to be a trial. It's enough. Like, it's no bit different if you find someone in your neighborhood that's a dirtball, then they deserve to no one go to their store anymore because they're treating people with no respect, you know? So that's how they deserve to be treated.
Yeah.
Canceled is the, it's like there's, they say cancel culture, blah, blah, blah. Sure, there's going to be cases on where people don't deserve what they get. But I think at the end of the day, you go out there and you see what's there, and everyone has their story told. And at the end of it, you're like, that's how you're judged from what's happened, the legitimacy of the situation. And we've heard enough of both of those guys that it's like, it's a, you know, no wonder it's like, what happened to Gian Gomeshi? He tried to do another show and people were like, get out of here.
Yeah.
You're a dirtball.
I don't doubt for a second that what people say is true, because it has been proven time and time again that there's no upside to doing it other than wanting people to know so that it doesn't happen again. There's no financial upside. There's no reputation upside. There's no reason to lie about that. And that's all the proof that you need. Just occurred to me that I'd not heard that name in a while. And as I was scanning my brain for front people in Canadian history, I was like, oh yeah, where did that land?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's play a game, bud.
Let's play some games.
So I picked Lyric or Lie as the game that I wanted us to revisit. It's very simple, as you know. You just read a lyric from I picked Canadian artists. Did you?
I did, yes. Okay. All Canadian artists.
Great.
Yeah.
And all the other person has to do is guess if it's a real lyric or a lie.
Yep.
So I'll go first, okay?
Yep.
This is Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber, the Biebs.
The Biebs, and the song is Green Light.
Okay.
And the lyric is, you want to stop? I want to go instead. Can't decide who's driving. Is the light green or red? Green light. Lyric or lie?
I mean, those are some banging lyrics. I'm going to say that's a real lyric.
That's a lie, bud. 1-0.
Oh, that's... Well, he's got to call you.
Boom. That's a lie.
Get you down.
Me and that guy from Who Lives by Tim, what's his name? DJ Motor Mouth.
Oh, Murda Beats.
Yeah. Me and Murda Beats could create some straight fuego.
That's right. Okay.
1-0.
So my first one. Tea Party.
Yeah.
You're of the sun, my son. Drink from the snake. Drink from the snake. Lyric or lie? You're of the sun, my son. Drink from the snake. Drink from the snake. Oh, Tea Party. Lyric or lie?
It's got to be a lie.
Ah, it's a lie.
Oh.
But it could have been a lyric.
I know. It's like, yeah, it really could have been.
You never know with the captain, I think they call him.
How was COVID for Jeff Martin, I wonder?
They're out there.
Are they?
I know Jeff Burrows is doing his thing, the drummer. He's did his 24-hour drum marathon every year. They're still doing shows here and there. Like, in terms of, I think they might have done some online stuff, but they'll be, Tea Party will be back out there.
Yeah, they will.
As things go, for sure. So what's your next one?
Okay, this is Drake. This is Drizzy.
Drizzy Drake.
The song is called Do That.
Do That.
Shawty don't know where Shawty gonna go, but Shawty feeling low, so she do this, do that.
I mean, again, banging lyrics. But it sounds so similar
to... Talk it out.
I'm going to say those are lyrics. That's some lyrics.
It's a lie, bud.
Oh, for crying out loud.
3-0.
God damn.
When she okay, do this, ready? Do that.
Is that a real song, Do That?
No.
Oh, you made that up too, eh? Well, I don't have the song name. I don't want to like give the song names. That kind of takes it too much out of it. That's a next level.
Oh, okay.
If it's real or not. That's fair. Okay, my next is Bert and Cummings. The only reason for squeezing. Sorry. My only reason for squeezing on a slippery Saturday night.
Hmm. That's it?
My only reason for squeezing on a slippery Saturday night.
That's a lie.
God damn it. Why would you say that?
Man.
It's so... I mean, it could be like, the only reason for squeezing on a slippery Saturday night.
Yeah, I guess so.
You can see him getting her going.
The
only reason for squeezing on a slippery Saturday night.
We should write slippery Saturday night.
Right? Jeff Porcaro crushing it on the drums.
Doom-ba-ka-doom-ba-ka-doom-ba-ka.
Okay, what's yours?
Okay, Shawn Mendes.
What?
Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes. Yeah. Nice.
Where do we go? We don't know. Follow the wind where it blows. Let's make mistakes and don't look back. It's now or never.
God.
So the first two have been lies.
Yeah, I'm going to say this one. I got to keep going, or one of them has to be real. And that one's kind of whatev salad, so I'm going to say it's real lyrics. Lyrics!
That's a lyric, bud!
Yeah, it is! I got 1 point!
Oh,
so is that 1-1, or what is it? Three? Or you won everything? You got three.
Yeah, I have three or four, yeah. Do you have one more?
I got one more. Nickelback.
Yeah.
Chad Kroeger.
Krogsy.
Chad Kroeger on the new Big Wreck Jam, I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Curious.
Featuring Chad Kroeger. Okay. When I get nuts, I puke my guts and still get sluts.
Oh my barf.
When I get nuts,
oh my,
I puke my guts
barf
and still get sluts. I mean, you can just see his hairdo.
Oh, dear.
Puke in his hairdo.
That's a lie.
You don't.
That's a lie.
Puke in his hairdo, and you don't care, do.
That's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's really good.
It could be.
But it's a lie. But it's really good.
It could be.
But it's a lie.
Maybe a theory of a dead man?
Whoa.
Maybe not.
Why has it never occurred to people to rhyme guts with that word? It's like the country music, like the beer is cold and the girls are hot. Like,
yeah,
if you're
yeah.
using that stuff, you're not even really trying. Okay, are we going to play plot or not, too?
I don't have plots, but you can play plots and I'll be like the guest.
I have three plots for you.
Okay, go.
Very similar format. I read a plot to a TV show and you just have to guess if it's a plot or not.
Or not.
And so there are three. If you get two right, you win. First show, okay. Catwalk.
Catwalk. That's
remember?
With Neve Campbell.
Yeah.
That's and a lot of other people that were in other things.
No, you're never going to get it. No, you're never going to get it. Okay.
Okay.
Plot or not, Atlas, that's the curling-haired, rock-haired mask, finds Monica in the arms of a girl and tries to join in, but breaks up with her when she embarrasses him. Plot or not?
I'm going to say that's a plot.
No, it's not. 1-0.
For crying out loud. Really?
Yeah.
God damn.
I know.
I watched
it's
a
what
couple
I do.
Of those shows.
It's what I do for a living. Okay, next one.
That was
one.
On YTV. Like, that's an early YTV jam.
I know,
it?
And that, I even debated it because that would be a little racy for them.
Yeah, they wouldn't. No chance that would go now.
Yeah.
That was like nighttime YTV jam.
Yeah. Like circa PJ Jen.
Yeah.
I feel like, did PJ Jen marry Gelman from Regis and Thing?
I think that's like PJ Fresh Phil days.
Yeah. I think PJ Jen. Someone married Gelman from Regis and Thing.
What's Regis and Thing?
Kelly and Regis.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. This is Anne with an E. The updated sexy version of Anna Green Gables was dark. It was very dark. Yeah. The Cuthberts.
Isn't that the show that stopped? Did that show stop and everyone got mad?
Yeah, people not lost stopped? Their marbles. People were furious. It had the same same sort of rabid audience fan base that Winona Earp has.
Okay. Hit me. Okay. I don't watch it. I don't know it, but I'm going
to. You don't have to. And with an E, plot or not. The Cuthberts, Matthew and Marilla, as you know, if you're familiar with Anne lore, the Cuthberts vow to do whatever it takes to save the farm, which reminds Anne of the strength of friendship and love.
I mean.
Plot or not?
I'm going to say plot. Sounds like a real plot.
And you would
be
right. That is
I'd
a
say
plot.
Green light
That's
that.
A real episode.
Green light that. Let's get it on.
That's
let's
one,
see it. I
it's
1-1.
One,
it.
One. Here's the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Which actually makes perfect sense because this is E shoots, E scores.
Oh, I remember that show.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a classic. Give me the synopsis of that show again for all the bots.
Pierre Lambert is playing on a theme in Quebec. He is trying to make his way in the hockey world with it. Okay, so he shoots, he scores. Here's the plot or not for
is that
the tiebreaker.
Like was that Brothers by Choice era?
What is that?
Wasn't that another show?
Brothers by Choice. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just remember that time as Christopher Makepeace was in everything.
Yeah, that's right. Amadeus Math.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in that? Was he in that?
Yeah, I think so. Chris Makepeace.
Chris Makepeace had that show for kids too, right? That he came from.
I'm going to the Google.
He was on
Chris
like a
Makepeace.
Yeah,
he was in My Bodyguard and the comedy horror Vamp. He had supporting roles in Meatballs and The Last Chase.
It's got to be like his start. Because he was, like, I think, a kid on that.
We played Terry Fox in the Terry Fox Story.
Oh, that's right, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, as a handsome devil.
Chris Makepeace was in, like, 90% of everything
he's
that
in
came
everything.
Out in CBC from 1979 to 85.
And then suddenly they're auditioning for a Chris Makepeace type. And Chris Makepeace is like, well, I'd love to read for it. And they're like, sorry, man, we're looking for her.
I bet you probably got a couple Chris Makepeace roles. Like Makepeace types.
Chris Makepeace cast offs. Like, Chris passed on it. Do you want to have a read? Okay, so here's the tiebreaker from He Shoots, He Scores.
Okay.
When his lucky socks go missing, Pierre Lambert goes on a cold streak. The coach tries to replace them with lookalikes, but the hockey gods see right through it.
I mean, that's fantastic, and I wish it was an episode, but that has to be not a plot.
You win,
bud! As much
bud.
As I love it. Yay!
Yeah. When his lucky socks go missing, Pierre Lambert goes on a cold streak. The coach tried to replace him with look-alike, but the hockey gods he threw out. That is a great half hour of TV.
For old time's sakes, can you do Pierre Bouvier at soundcheck at Simple Plan?
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, that's
just
been a hot minute.
Just one quick
one. Sorry, I can't be perfect. Bon, y'a trop de slap back on the side, Phyllis, hein? Bon, je peux pas errer le beat si tu comprends. Bon, j'ai trop de saxophone dans mes oreilles, tu crois? I'm sorry, I can't be. Est-ce que je peux avoir un bit more wet? Je peux avoir un petit more reverb dans mes oreilles. Je peux avoir un peu plus de reverb dans mes oreilles, c'est
And the monitor guy is like just crushing it.
Bon, Johnny,
no sweat, I got everything.
Turn it down, tu comprends? Turn it down.
And remember, Because their whole crew was all Cirque du Soleil masks, so all French bods from Montreal. Oh, yeah. So, like, the cusp of, like, so technologically advanced, all those masks with sound and stuff, for sure, the Cirque du Soleil folks.
Really?
So they're all French, so it's just like everybody's Berlin.
You know, I do a lot of corporate gigs in the States. There's a company from Montreal that cracked this technology. So imagine you have 5,000 attendees in your audience. Everyone gets a bracelet. Yeah. At a certain point, they can make the bracelets light up in your company colors. At another certain point, they can make each of the different regions same bracelets, but they light up in a different color depending on what region you're in. So, like, all the oranges, put your hands up. All the greens, well, let me see you. That kind of, like, art meets théâtre is so Montreal to me.
It is. Well, Arkells did that at the amphitheater with the Budweiser lights.
Did they?
And beers, right? Everybody had them. It was like 30,000 lights Berlin.
It was probably the
same technology. Yeah.
Because these Montreal guys, like, go to Vegas all the time to do this for corporate gigs.
Yeah. That's the hot
gig. That's the hot gig, man. You do one thing, do it better than everyone else. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Well, and they went up with, a lot of them were with Celine Dion and also probably involved with her production with Cirque, right? Anyway, let's get into the next game.
Okay, let me ask you something first.
Okay, what?
Before we get into the next game, who is your, when you look back on the 250 hours, who's your favorite character or characters that we've created?
Probably Andrea.
Yeah.
And Gino and Joel, probably. I feel like when I say them, I see and they feel like real people to me.
Yeah, they
in
do.
In that regard. So it's hard not to mention all of them because it's been great.
Crunch Crunch guy and Seth Fisher.
Yeah, and there's also been like countless ones that have kind of come and gone too, like just the one-off. So it's just the spirit of improv is what I love about all of them. And I just think it's great that we've actually gone this far. I remember early on we were like, throughout numbers like this and in episode 220 thinking like that might never happen because it's such a high number, and here we are at 250 man, and it's like feels the same as when it started, which is pretty awesome.
Still feels like the first night together.
That's right.
What's Brian Adams doing through the pandy? Oh, remember he got in a bit of hot water.
Yeah, he got into hot water with the vegan stuff, right?
Yeah. Talking about the origin of the COVID.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, he got in a bit of hot water. He was almost annulé or canceled.
Well, yeah, there's been... yeah. Have you ever... like, I know I've got like people in my life that I like... I don't talk to them pre-pandemic to post based on their like ideals and how they reacted toward the safety of the virus and everything. I've definitely lost a couple people where I'm like, I thought you were my friend, but we're not friends anymore, if that's the way you really think.
It's very weird. And I think it's been really divisive for families too. Like people that have different comfort levels and different interpretations of what's okay and what's allowed. And you can't come over to our house, but your other sibling can. And people not seeing the baby, like all that stuff. I think it's been quite complicated for a lot of people, just managing that side of it. Like, imagine you have a baby and your sibling doesn't see it as a big deal and you're not really comfortable with them around your baby. Like, man, so many... This is the thing. This is ultimately my conclusion. We're used to things being, for the most part, pretty black and white. There's been so much gray. There's been so much like, I actually don't know how to do this or what the right move is here. It's just not as clear or clean as we're used to it being.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
And it's hot outside right now. It's Berlin heat. We've got like, which is fine. I love it. But it's legit. Like 30 degrees without the humidex.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Is it hot there or is it just nice?
It has been. It's been like 100 degrees the last few days. And then all of a sudden it's like 14 and windy today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to do Hit the Post on our way out the door.
Yeah, on the way out.
So I have to give you an animal, a series of call letters, and what else do I have to give you? The song. I know the song. Oh, okay. Here's what we're going to do. It's your song is Boys Are Back.
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy.
Yeah.
And let's call it... I wanted to incorporate the number 250 somehow, but I don't think I can. So let's say it's The Hedgehog. That's the name of your station. Okay. Oh, I know. You have to be in a place. Let's say Winkler, Manitoba. So it's okay. The Hedgehog in Winkler, Manitoba, and let's just say 102.1. As long as the boys are back. Hit the post for old time's sake.
Old time's sake, hitting the post.
Good luck, bud.
Okay, here we go.
It's been a minute.
Hey, how you doing on this Saturday morning, everybody? Actually, it's not Saturday morning. It's Friday afternoon drive traffic. Everybody's fired up on the Hedgehog. Good old Winkler, Manitoba's best. You know, I'm here. I got a cold coffee and a hot date tonight. Here's one of my favorites, The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy on 102.1.
Yes! Yes! Oh my gosh! Wow.
Yeah, the post.
The cold coffee and a hot date was like, that's amazing.
As you hear those kind of lines on there for
so
sure.
So greasy. Barf. Okay, what am I doing?
Okay, you are doing The End of the Innocents by Don Henley.
Oh, boy.
And you are on The Orange... Orangeville's best rock.
Okay, one
Orangeville,
sec.
Orangeville, Ontario.
I have to get ready.
The orange.
I have to get ready to, I'm doing my own tech, so this might take a second. Okay, there it is.
Oh, wait, so the orange in Orangeville, Ontario.
Okay.
And your call letters are... 89.9.
89.9, the orange in Orangeville, Ontario. Yeah. Okay, here's the end of the innocence. Okay, you crushed it. Here I go. Hey, everybody, it's Greg Onion with you on this Thursday afternoon. It's the All Request Hour, 80s at 8. Remember Reese Hornsby? What a little song called The Way It Is. He teamed up with Don Henley on this song, The End of the Innocents. You might recall Don Henley's from the Eagles. It's the Orange, Orangeville's only hope. Let's let Don take it away.
The wind.
Nice. Yeah, you got it. He nailed it. He's also like super, that guy was so boring and crappy.
I'll take it. I'll take boring and crappy, but hitting the post over hitting a clam.
No, that was great.
Oh. There you go, bud. 250 in the can.
Good. Oh, nice. That was good. We have to bring Hit the Post back next week.
It's so fun. And also, when we do the live shows, bringing buds up to Hit the Post, like...
Oh, yes.
We were talking about this yesterday. When we play Canadian Tire, Flyer Lower or Higher, or we play Hit the Post or something... with the buds, it just makes it a whole other level, and everyone's so invested in the outcome.
For sure.
It's super fun. It's super fun.
Everybody wants to make it. All right, bud. Happy 250th. Here's 250 more,
oh,
bud.
Oh, boy. Good chatting.
Good chatting.